So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
With the winter weather around the corner, consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Mexican Riviera in Mazatlan, Mexico. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? I'm Doug Parker down here in Mazatlan, Mexico for one reason and one reason only, to find out, is Mazatlan safe? We'll be answering that question a little later on in the program. Also, Chris Owen from Galing.com will be stopping by. The director of the Mazatlan Port Authority, Mr. Alfonso Gill, we'll talk to him in a little bit as well. But first, travel writer, photographer, and ambassador for Mexico Today, Mr. Craig Zabransky joins us. Craig, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Let's just get right to it, Craig. Is Mexico safe? When I was coming on this trip, I had at least 50-plus emails from my listeners saying, be safe, good luck. To be blunt, don't get shot.
Mexico is very safe. I mean, many, if not most, of the country is very safe, and I travel through it. And I think a lot of times when you get that, what you really need to focus on is, who's telling you that, and have they gone to Mexico, and have they gone to these locations, or are they just listening to news or aspects of people that really haven't been there and understand the country?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, a lot of these folks are listening to U.S. media and U.S. publications, but on the Cruise Radio Facebook page, I put a picture of Mexico, and a lot of folks did say, I've never been there, but I heard the crime is bad. So let's move to where we are right now, to Mazatlan. What are your feelings on Mazatlan, and is Mazatlan safe?
I've been to Mazatlan four times in the last 2 years.
Okay.
And every time, I've never had an issue. I've walked around, I felt very safe, I felt very comfortable, and I've had really a great time here and done so many activities from early in the morning to late in the evening. I mean, you name it, I mean, I've been there, done that in Mazatlan, and never had a concern here in this great city, great destination.
Well, I mean, let's move to the cruise port. I mean, Disney Cruise Lines did pull out of here. Carnival Cruise Lines did pull out of here. Holland America, Princess, they pulled out. Now they're coming back in 2012. As far as a cruise angle, what are your thoughts on that?
Actually, the first time I've ever went to Mexico was on a cruise.
Okay.
And I came to Mazatlan. I mean, it was 20 years ago almost, and I was a little kid, and it was a Princess cruise. So I think cruising here has been here for years. I'm not sure why exactly they pulled out. Of course, I heard rumors and aspects. I don't know the details behind it, but I was surprised that they're really out of here based on the reports that I've read about one particular incident. This is a large city, Mazatlan. I mean, it's the second largest Pacific coast, or actually coastal city, in all of Mexico,
right, yeah.
which is a country of 130 million people. So there's a substantial population here, and the fact that there's an incident of crime in a city somewhere is pretty much standard around the world.
For cruise passengers who are coming to Mazatlan next year on Princess and Holland America, since you've been here a couple times, what would you recommend for them to do?
I think Mazatlan, one of the charms, the true charms of Mazatlan, is its old town. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting place because Mazatlan is not necessarily rich in Spanish colonial history. It has an aspect of it, but the city itself was built after that, after Mexico itself was a country.
Sure.
So, and there was a lot of immigration here in the mid-1800s, gold, silver, booms, etc. So that brought a lot of different immigrants. I mean, their beer here, Pacifico, is of a German Pilsner variety. So the Germans here, their music is related into Banda, which is from German too. So there's a lot of immigrant and the architecture and stuff. And really, Old Town has a bit of a charm. There's a plaza there, Plaza Machado. There's a theater there. There's a lot of culture to see in Mazatlan that many of the other Pacific Riviera cities, I don't think, have as much of. So that is something I would definitely recommend here.
And I was going to say, not to cut you off, but Tequila Factory, the adventure tourists today.
Absolutely. I mean, there's tequila, which officially can't be called tequila because it's not from Jalisco, etc., but
right.
it is the same product, like champagne in France, etc., sparkling wine. But aspects of, like, yeah, basically everything that's available in any of these other ports, I think you could do a tour here, whether it's a zip lining aspect, whether it's a day at the beach, whether it's time out at one of the, you know, particular beach activities, family-focused, like whether it's catamaran sailing. I mean, there's probably a tremendous number of excursions that are options that are probably similar on the coast of other places. And I would tend to think, I've been to many of these spots, Mazatlan, I think, offers another value. I'm not sure what's going to be available on the cruise ships because I haven't cruised up and down, but I would say that Mazatlan, if you're in town, there's value here. More so in like a Cabos. It's more expensive there, or Puerto Vallarta. I know that because I've been to those other cities.
I want to talk a minute about the food, because we've had some great food here in Mazatlan, and the shrimp, you're my witness on this, hands down, probably you've traveled the world, the best in the world.
It's going to be in the conversation. You know, it's always tough to pick the top anything, but when you're talking shrimp, you have to be talking Mazatlan. It's the shrimp commercial capital of Mexico. And you could get shrimp so many different ways here. And a lot of the ways that they cook it are really great. I mean, whether it's with bacon or whether it's this zarandeado, which I hope I pronounced correctly. But it's a spicy thing in tinfoil. It's fantastic. And I don't normally have so much shrimp. But when I come to Mazatlan, Pretty much every day it's a shrimp and something, and I don't mind at all. In fact, I look forward to it.
Not only shrimp, the marlin right off the coast, the calamari, scallops, all fresh right here from Mazatlan.
I'll tell you one other story about oysters here. Oysterinos, as they're known. I mean, one time I went down on the beach and I ordered 12 oysters, in which you wouldn't normally think to do on a regular beach. But the gentleman took a tube, went out, got the oysters from the ocean, came back and shucked them for me live in front of me. I mean, talk about freshness of seafood. It's here in Mazatlan, and most of the stuff comes in every day, and the restaurants get it that way.
We did an excursion today a little north of Mazatlan, but surely only a stone's throw for cruise passengers. But the zip line, paint that picture for us.
Fortunately, I've done it twice, and it's called Huanacoa. It's close. Actually, the first time I've ever done it, I met cruise passengers here because it was in a prior year when the cruise ships are coming in. So they seem to have a great time. And the zip lining itself is, I've done it in a few places around the world. I've done more, I've done less. But this place is great. It's 9 different zips. They're all of a good distance. You get some good speed. The people there are very friendly, and it was very safe. And really, it was one of the better ziplining experiences I have, and I really take my hats off of them for building it here. And if it was an option on an excursion on a cruise, I would definitely consider it for sure.
Well, it's like, you know, I've ziplined around the world too, and I think that next to Labadee, Royal Caribbean's private island, I think that this is the best. I mean, you're going through, you know, you're seeing, I don't know how big they are, like almost like 25 feet cactus. You're going through and stuff. It's so cool. But not only ziplining, you can also at the resort, you can do ATVing and horseback riding as well, right?
Yes, ATV and horseback riding. I've done the ATV and it was actually really good. It was here during the rainy season and I was basically going through essentially rivers, but they were streams, and you go around, you enter this little town too. It's kind of really unique experience to drive, you know, because you have your goggles on, your helmet, and the bandera, and you're coming into a town in ATV that's a town of maybe 1,000 people. It was very bizarre, but a great experience.
Craig, I know you're a very busy man, and I'm going to let you hop here in just a minute before we get Alfonso, the port director of Mazatlan, but I just want to get your thoughts on one thing. So in 2010, Mazatlan had 250 port calls. This year, 2011, they had 30. And next year, in 2012, only 19 are scheduled. What are your thoughts on that?
It's interesting because I have not cruised here in 20 years. So it's hard for me to understand everything. I mean, when I talk to people in town and they seem to say that the economy is hurting, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you're talking about less than 10% are scheduled 2 years later. I mean, that's going to be a big drain. What I see in Mazatlan is a great destination.
Right.
I've been here 4 times in the last 2 years. So I come here, I love it here. Like, I think it's a shame that people on the cruise passengers don't have the opportunity to see some of this piece of Mazatlan. Because you could go to a beach anywhere, you could go to certain things anywhere. We talked about ziplining other places.
Yeah.
But Mazatlan has a couple little charming things that might interest some people, and maybe people miss out. If I'm cruising up and down Mexico, and I spend a lot of time in and out of Mexico as a travel writer, as you mentioned earlier with the Mexico Today program, this is a place that I would recommend people to go see to learn a little bit about Mexico. So if I'm going to pick ports on the coast, I mean, Mazatlan will be one of my top choices, along with others, for certain aspects. And I think it's a shame that if they're going to come to Mexico and they don't come to Mazatlan, I think they're missing out.
Craig, if we want to find your work online, where can we find you?
The best place to find me is stayadventurous.com. That's where I have all travel stories. There's a large section, a lot of stories on Mexico. There's actually quite a bit on Mazatlan. If you're interested, just search on that keyword and you'll find them. And also I write for other spots, but really through the Mexico Today program, you'll find a lot about Mexico.
He is travel writer, ambassador to Mexico Today, and photographer Craig Zabransky. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio, man.
Doug, it's been a pleasure. Love to come back someday.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One.
Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Hazanah.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
Every week, we'd like to give you Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. If you're one of the lucky passengers who'll be cruising from New Orleans, chances are you'll hit the prime tourist spots during your time before or after your cruise, like Café du Monde for beignets, Bourbon Street for the party, and Jackson Square for people watching. But after you check all that off your list, locals and visitors alike say one of the city's best-kept secrets is the Canal Street Ferry, otherwise known as the Algiers Ferry. The short ferry ride takes you from Canal Street across the Mississippi to the charming Algiers Point neighborhood, one of the oldest in New Orleans. Here, you'll find quaint cafes, pubs, and stores, as well as 3 miles of levee for walking or biking along the waterfront. The ferry runs every day from 6 to 12:15 a.m. and departs from the New Orleans side every 15 and 45 minutes past the hour. The best thing about the ride, besides the awesome views of New Orleans, is that it's free to pedestrians. For more info, check out neworleansonline.com.
Did you know that the El Faro Lighthouse in Mazatlan, Mexico, is the second tallest operating lighthouse in the world? It was first turned on in 1879.
With us now is the director of the Mazatlan Port Authority, Mr. Alfonso Gill. So many questions to ask you, Mr. Gill, but first off, welcome to Cruise Radio, sir.
Thank you very much.
Let's get right to it. Is Mazatlan safe for cruise ships and cruise passengers to come here?
It's very safe. I've been working for the port for the last 17 years. Mm-hmm. We have had, for instance, last year, 526,000 passengers. The year before, about the same, and the year before about 400,000. And during that time, we had only this year three very minor incidents that nobody really got hurt, but it's really safe.
Okay, well, on the three minor incidents, they were highly publicized.
Well, I don't know why they were highly publicized, because one of them, to one of the crew, I think was from Asamara, they stole his laptop, mm-hmm. and I think they hit him with no really consequences. And the other one, to this lady, they took a necklace.
Okay.
And the other one was stopped by the taxi drivers, and nothing happened.
Has local police and security been increased around Mazatlan and the port since these incidents?
There's been an increase. This summer we had a ship of a Pullman tour, and we had no problem whatsoever with any other incident.
And I take it cruise tourism is a big part of Mazatlan, correct?
Well, it's really a big issue for Mazatlan. There are many businesses that have closed, mm-hmm. because the cruise ships normally used to come during the week, and at the end of the week we always have more people. So many of these businesses were able to sustain because they had the business the whole week. Mm-hmm. And now some have closed, and this has affected to the hotel business, because some people think that this Mazatlan is not safe and they're not coming.
A common misconception of Mazatlan is that the port taxes are higher than a lot of other ports, but that's not necessarily true.
No, Mazatlan is, you can say, the most inexpensive port in the Pacific. We haven't increased our tariffs in the last 6 or 7 years, and the cruise lines used to have to pay for the use of the tugboats.
Mm-hmm.
We changed the rules, and now they are not. They don't have to pay for tugboats. They were angry to pay because they didn't use them.
Right.
And now they don't use them and they don't pay.
So what advantages does Mazatlan have over the other Mexican Riviera ports like Cabo, Ensenada, and such?
Cabo doesn't have any pier, then they have to tender, which is very inconvenient. Ensenada, it's a nice place, but Mazatlan is much nicer, and then you have much more things to do in Mazatlan. And I think it's the whole Riviera, that 7 days, which normally is Cabo, Mazatlan, and Vallarta, they are three completely different places. Mm-hmm. With the very nice people, the three places, and I think the whole route is very good.
And for the passengers who have never been to Mazatlan and may be considering coming here, about how far is all the activities from the port?
The downtown, which is very nice, is only less than a mile. Mm-hmm. It's 1,300 meters, and the tourist area, which are where the hotels are, it's about 6 miles, and you have a very nice golf courses and many, many attractions in all towns outside of city.
He is the director of the Mazatlan Port Authority, Mr. Alfonso Hill. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
You're welcome. We're very glad to have you here.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford here with Doug Parker. I want to talk to you about TripInsurance.com. They are the low-cost leader in travel insurance.
The folks at TripInsurance.com have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Now, we know you're going to shop around on other websites, but one thing is for certain. When you go to TripInsurance.com, you are sure to save up to 40% or more.
And with TripInsurance.com, you're not just stuck with one type of travel insurance. They have three different types: good, better, or best, one to fit every budget.
And of course, we all love and need to talk to an actual person. That's what you get with TripInsurance.com, 24/7 telephone support, just to show you how committed they are to you, the customer.
And you can enter your claims right there on their website. They just added a new service that emails you travel alerts if anything comes up in the news that could affect your travel plans at your destination.
Did you know that Mazatlan, Mexico has an average winter temperature of 77 degrees? And an average summer temperature of 90 degrees?
You know, Chris, it's sad to see back in 2010, just a year ago, this port saw 250 ship calls. This year they've seen 30, and they're only going to see 19 in 2012.
Yeah, pretty much the cruise business is over in Mazatlan, and that's a shame because they offer a lot of things here, like we talked about. But here's what's different. They have a booming hotel industry here and an infrastructure that's all set up with fleets of vans and buses and tour guides that are well-trained, most of them lived here all their lives, that are ready to show you around, ready to take you to the sites and show you their city in a way that only people that live here and love the place can
sure.
do.
It's sad to see the port that we had unrestricted access to just sitting there empty. I mean, you know, they're just waiting to do business again, but right now the ships just aren't coming.
And they're ready for the ships to come. The little plaza area that cruise passengers would pass through at the port in the secure area on the way back to the cruise ship has stores that are fully stocked. They can open them up with very little notice.
And you've been to a lot of cruise ports. What did you think about the cruise port and how it fares up against other ones?
What I liked about this cruise port is the security level. There's a 20-foot high retaining wall, like a security barrier between the port and the rest of the city. Plus, there's a guard tower perched up high above everything, watching everything going on. And it's very well organized. People get off the ship to go on shore excursions, and their buses are waiting right there for them as they step off the ship. There's no going through an area to find out where your bus is, things like that. You know, like any other cruise port, there'll be people standing there with signs.
Yeah.
Here's the bus ready to take you, and it's right there where the person with the sign would be.
And not to mention they have their own little plaza right there inside the cruise port.
Yes.
And the ride from the port of Mazatlan to the city, I mean, you can't walk there because it's like probably a good 10-minute drive or so by car.
It is, but they have that transportation system in place that moves people pretty quickly. through through the secure port area to the destinations. If not that that's a big deal, like there's trouble along the way and you're going to see drug activity or gang wars, I didn't see anything even close to that.
No.
Here's the thing. The drug activity, the gang activity, that sort of thing, is way far north. Cruise passengers couldn't possibly get there and back in a day, so there's not going to be any shore excursion that's going to take them there. They won't even get close.
So my question to you then, is Mazatlan safe for cruise passengers?
Absolutely. I think, but in the same breath, I say cruise lines were appropriately pulled out when a crime and safety was an issue. That's one of the big things cruise lines have going for them, is that they can move their floating hotels, if that's what you want to call them, to safer waters if they need to, and they did. And I think that was entirely appropriate at the time.
All right, Chris, you have any last remarks about this place before we get out of here?
Well, I'll tell you, I had my reservations coming down here. I didn't know what to expect, but I wanted to see firsthand what it was like. And I'm happy to report that it is safe in Mazatlan. I'd like to come back.
You know, it really is. From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studios in Mazatlan, Mexico, I'm Doug Parker.
I'm Chris Owen.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.